President Hassan Rouhani congratulates the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution on the implementation of the nuclear deal with the P5+1. In a letter to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Rouhani said Iran's nuclear rights have been recognized. He highlighted the lifting of all sanctions and said Tehran will continue to enrich uranium. Iran says it will continue to advance its missile program with more determination despite the fresh U.S. sanctions. According to the Foreign Ministry, the new sanctions lack legal and moral legitimacy. Tehran maintains that its missiles are merely defensive and not designed to carry nuclear warheads. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yuki Amano, has met with the head of Iran's nuclear organization, Ali Akbar Salehi. He's now scheduled to meet with President Hassan Rouhani. Amano is in Tehran to enhance the IAEA's ties with Iran. Kabul is hosting a second round of four-way talks aimed at reviving the Afghan peace process. Senior officials from Pakistan, Afghanistan, China, and the U.S. are taking part in the discussions. Kabul says the meeting is to work out a roadmap for peace talks with the Taliban militants. And international aid group Oxfam says the combined wealth of the richest 1% is more than the rest of the world's population. It says 62 of the richest individuals own as much wealth as 3.5 billion people. The figure has fallen from 388 over the past 5 years.